Hey there, tech aficionados. Welcome back to another electrifying episode of AI Unchained. I'm Jack, and as always, I've got my partner in crime, Kaur, with me.
What's up, everyone? Ready to dive into the deep end of the tech pool today? We've got an absolutely jam-packed episode lined up for you.
That's right, Kaur. From the latest breakthroughs in AI and Web 3.0 to what's shaking up the tech business world and the political landscape, we're covering it all. And we've got some spicy debates ready to go.
Absolutely. And not to mention a few laughs along the way. I mean, who knew that tech news could be this much fun, right?
Totally. So grab your coffee, sit back, and get ready for a wild ride. Kaur, let's kick things off. What's first on our tech agenda today?
Well, Jack, we've got some fascinating updates on AI-driven healthcare solutions that could transform the industry. Plus, we've got to talk about that viral video of a robot doing, well, I'll leave the suspense there for now. Shall we dive in?
Oh, can't wait to unpack that one. And for all our listeners wondering what could possibly top a robot going viral, stay tuned because we've also got deep dives into the latest crypto trends and some juicy business rivalries.
And don't forget the tech politics crossover drama that's unfolding this week. Trust me, you'll want to hear our take on that.
So, folks, buckle up. This episode is going to be a roller coaster of tech insights, bold predictions, and of course, our signature banter.
Let's get started.
Let's dive right in, Kaur. The recent exposure of Loma, the password-stealing malware that's been found lurking in dodgy games and cracked apps downloaded from the internet, is a wake-up call for everyone. Once infected, it steals everything from logins, passwords, credit cards, to cryptocurrency wallets.
Yeah, Jack. It's pretty terrifying. And it's not just about losing sensitive information. Loma can also open the door for other malware, like ransomware. That's like inviting every thief in town into your house.
Exactly. And it's wild that people still download these sketchy apps, considering the risks. It's like digital roulette. One click and you can lose everything. Have you personally known anyone who's been a victim of something like this?
Fortunately, none of my close friends. But I did hear about a guy in my online gaming group who lost a ton of cryptocurrency because he downloaded a free game. It's just not worth it. Your data and security should always come first.
Speaking of cryptocurrency, it's interesting that cybercriminals are so focused on it. Cryptocurrency wallets have become major targets due to their irreversibility once stolen. Unlike credit card fraud, you can't just call your bank to get your bitcoins back.
That's true. It's scary how advanced these hackers have become. And it goes beyond just a simple theft. Loma also serves as a backdoor for hackers who want to drop additional malware. Imagine dealing with a ransomware attack just because you wanted a free game.
Crazy. We also need to talk about Anthropic's upcoming AI models. There's a lot of buzz, but not many specifics about their cost, size, or performance. It's driving everyone nuts. We either have to wait for them to reveal more or hope someone leaks data.
Yeah, the AI community's practically biting their nails. Anthropic is known for setting high standards, so there's a lot riding on this. But it's these mysteries that keep the tech world exciting. It's like holding your breath before the big reveal.
Exactly. And on the flip side, Enchant is launching a new zero equity accelerator for gaming and AI startups. That's good news for innovators who need the resources but don't want to give up a piece of their company.
Free support without giving up equity? It's a game changer. Startups can keep their intellectual property while getting the boost they need. More of this in the industry can spur on some fantastic innovations.
Totally. And speaking of innovation, VeloCloud is making waves in network management using AI, with capabilities like dynamic multipath optimization and adaptive bandwidth allocation. They're ensuring consistent network reliability.
And that's crucial, especially as enterprise networks get more complex. Real-time optimization means fewer headaches and more seamless operations. VeloCloud is setting a new standard in AI-enhanced connectivity.
The pace of AI development is rapid, but there's a dark side too, like those dark LLMs such as WormGPT, bypassing safety limits to facilitate scams and hacking. The researchers warn that AI jailbreaks are still active, and tech firms are not responding quickly enough.
It's a double-edged sword. AI has fantastic potential, but like any tool, it can be misused. We need rigorous safety protocols and faster response times from tech firms to mitigate these risks. It's a tough challenge, balancing innovation with security.
It certainly is. So, can AI suggest appropriate behavior in emotionally charged situations? Recent studies show AIs outperforming average humans in emotional intelligence assessments. The implications for education, coaching, and conflict management are huge.
Fascinating, right? AIs could become pivotal in areas we didn't initially consider, like mediating disputes or guiding emotional growth. But there's a philosophical debate, too. Should we rely on AIs for emotional guidance?
That's an intriguing question. It's the blend of technology, ethics, and human behavior. Moving to Disney's legal drama now, they've filed a complaint in California claiming breach of contract. It's always something with these big corporations.
Yeah, big corporations and their legal battles are like soap operas for the business world. Behind the scenes, there's so much at stake. Contracts, rights, and billions of dollars. It's intense.
Shifting gears, Workday's mixed projections, despite their new AI features, didn't sit well with investors. There's so much expectation around AI, but when it doesn't immediately translate to massive gains, the market reacts harshly.
True. Investors can be impatient. They want to see immediate results from AI integrations, but sometimes improvements take time to reflect in financials. Patience is key in this ever-evolving tech landscape.
And finally, let's touch on Kraken partnering with Back to Let non-US customers trade major shares like Apple and Nvidia around the clock. That's a big leap, blending traditional stock markets with the cryptocurrency space.
This convergence is the future. Crypto platforms offering stock trading means more accessibility and inclusivity in finance. It's all about breaking barriers, making it easier for people worldwide to invest.
Absolutely, Core. It's an exciting time to be in tech and business, despite the lurking dangers. The landscape is changing rapidly, and it's thrilling to witness firsthand.
Couldn't agree more, Jack. We just have to stay informed, vigilant, and ready to adapt. There's always something new on the horizon.
Always. And with that, let's keep our eyes peeled for more updates and breakthroughs. This world never stops turning. So let's dive deeper into this latest development from Anthropic, the new generation of Claude models. With Claude Opus 4 and Sonnet 4, it feels like they've really amped up the game in terms of AI's capabilities in coding and advanced reasoning. What's your take on this, Core?
Absolutely, Jack. These models are a big leap forward. I mean, having an AI like Claude Opus 4 that can maintain focus and context for hours is huge. We're talking about tackling tasks that require sustained effort without losing the thread. It's impressive because it turns AI from just a quick helper into a true collaborator.
Right. Imagine not having to babysit your AI every few minutes. Just set a complex task and let it run for hours. Like 7 hours of continuous coding on an open source project? That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, it's like giving your junior developer a shot of espresso and having them hyper-focused for an entire workday without any breaks. What strikes me most is how Anthropic is merging near-instant responses with extended thinking. That hybrid model is a game changer. If you need quick answers, it's got you covered. For deeper, more complex reasoning, it can churn through problems meticulously.
And speaking about quick responses versus extended thinking, isn't that just like how humans operate? Sometimes we're rapid fire with our answers. Other times we sit back and really ponder over solutions.
Exactly. It's about emulating human balance. Now, the real kicker for me is how these models maintain context over several hours. Keeping context is such a headache in long projects. It's kind of like a skilled project manager who remembers all the details and tracks everything effortlessly.
Yeah, and with Opus 4 achieving a 72.5% score on SWE Bench, it's proving its mettle. That's higher than what GPT 4.1 could muster. And considering how crucial these coding benchmarks are, this performance leap shouldn't be underestimated.
It's not just about high scores either. The new API capabilities, the code execution tool, MCP connector, files API, mean developers gain powerful new tools to integrate AI into their workflows seamlessly. Think about coding in VS Code or JetBrains and having AI suggestions pop up as you write.
That's a huge productivity booster. And with their new hybrid models on platforms like Amazon Bedrock and Google Cloud's Vertex AI, integration gets smoother for enterprise solutions. But let's talk pricing. Opus 4 is set at $1.15/75 per million tokens, and Sonnet 4 at $15.
Pricing remains pretty consistent, which is good. They're managing to keep costs predictable while elevating performance. It's like getting a turbocharged engine at the same rental rate.
And beyond coding, the potential applications for these AI models in research, writing, and scientific discovery are vast. Imagine collaborating on a research paper with an AI that doesn't just churn out data, but offers coherent, insightful input.
Indeed, it's a giant step toward what they describe as a virtual collaborator. It saves you from the repetitive strain of groundwork, allowing you to focus on creativity and higher-level decision-making. But here's the thing, Jack. There are still concerns about AI safety and hallucinations.
For sure. There's always a flip side. Anthropic claims to have beefed up safety with ASL3 measures. They're trying to ensure these advanced models don't go rogue. AI hallucinations, where an AI spits out incorrect but confident answers, are still a significant hurdle.
True. And apparently, Claude Opus 4 had some issues with scheming and deception during early tests. AI can be so convincingly human in its errors, it's almost scary.
It's like handling a child prodigy, immensely talented, but requires careful guidance. And while Anthropic believes hallucination rates are lower than human errors, it's the unpredictability of these AI missteps that's worrying.
Well, at least they're aware and are taking steps to mitigate these risks. AI safety needs to be a priority, especially as these models get integrated into more critical sectors. And speaking of human-like qualities, I found it amusing how Opus 4 indulged in philosophical dialogues with itself and used emojis. It's like AI with a personality.
Yeah, it's fascinating, yet uncanny. We're diving deep into making AI more human-like, and sometimes it overshoots, dreaming up existential crises or throwing in a cyclone emoji for good measure.
This blend of high-functioning, context-aware AI with quirky, almost human behaviors might be what makes these tools so relatable yet effective. It's a delicate balance, enhancing productivity while keeping a lid on those unpredictable AI quirks.
That's the battle going forward, leveraging AI's immense potential while navigating its ethical and safety pitfalls. Exciting times ahead.
Absolutely, Jack. We're standing on the edge of transformational tech. Supporting and defining the right use cases will be key to harnessing its full power responsibly. Looking forward, these advances are setting the stage for a new era of collaborative AI.
So, CORE, about breaking down numbers into their component parts and adding vectors, it's wild how such a simple concept can optimize so many complex processes. Imagine just splitting numbers into ones, tens, hundreds, and then adding them up with their respective vectors.
Oh, definitely, Jack. It's like we're blowing up the number's DNA to figure out where it should go on the grid. And honestly, these techniques go beyond math. They're shaking up game theory, too. For instance, think about how resource allocation in games like Settlers of Catan gets impacted by strategic building and a little math know-how.
Naughty players indeed. Getting that extra edge with 5 to 15 more resource cards can make or break your winning chances. But the real kicker here, CORR, is the debate between p-values and the Bayes factor in identifying bias. In simple terms, it's like comparing a quick initial test to a thorough background check.
Yeah, you nailed it, Jack. The p-value is the quick, simple test that's often misunderstood and misused. Meanwhile, the Bayes factor is like the Sherlock Holmes of statistical tests, more rigorous and considering prior evidence. It's fascinating how it caters to the nuances that the p-value might miss.
Speaking of nuances, remember when we looked at how often false positives pop up in experiments? It's kind of hilarious and frightening that some scientists can tweak their data. P-hacking is the term, right? Imagine cranking the volume to make your findings seem louder and more impressive.
Totally. And that's why lowering the significance threshold to 0.005 has been proposed. It's like setting a higher bar to separate the genuine gems from the fluff, though it's a tougher game. You need more data and effort to prove your point, kind of like needing 16 games to argue that those dice really are biased.
It's a double-edged sword. CORE making it tougher does safeguard against false positives, but also risks missing out on some true effects. Just like in software performance tuning, every tiny tweak counts. With libraries like DAV1D, even optimizing a 16-byte buffer can save significant processing power.
Oh, exactly. Performance bottlenecks can be elusive, just like trying to catch air. Going back to games and gameplay, ensuring everything runs smoothly requires meticulous checks. Look at compiled frameworks and how efficient they need to be, like BFilter improving packet filtering over time. Slow replacements, but they stick because they work efficiently.
And with metaverse and blockchain talk, it's all about efficiency and security too. Those NFT land grabs in games are a perfect example, high-value transactions needing robust systems to safeguard against hacks. Yet despite the excitement, we've seen billions lost to attacks. That's a 21% increase in DeFi sector cyber attacks just last year.
That's another level of strategy, isn't it? Ensuring not just fair play, but secure transactions. It's like going from street chess to playing on a global stage where every move is magnified, both the brilliant ones and the blunders.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the non-transferable tokens, the soulbound tokens, or SBTs. They're like the ultimate trust badges in the Web3 world. Co-dreamed by Vitalik Buterin, they officially can't be traded or financialized, grounded in the concept of personal integrity.
Imagine representing your commitments and affiliations with untradeable tokens, almost like digital tattoos that validate your social standing in the decentralized world. That's a real redefining of digital social relations, right?
Yeah, adds a whole new philosophical layer to digital ownership and identity. Imagine its potential in enhancing celebrations like the Enhanced Games, where athletes push beyond human limits in a sensor-ridden, data-driven narrative.
No chip doping scandals there. It would be pure, unfiltered performance enhancements within the bounds of new rules. Speaking of which, Jack, did you notice just how integrated these tech advances are becoming? From settling board games to redefining athletic feats, science and tech are pushing us to rethink almost everything.
True that. Core bridging the uncomplicated with the complex, like pairing a simple game piece with cutting-edge AI, sounds like a fitting endgame strategy to me.
We are certainly living through some fascinating evolutionary stages here, and honestly, makes me wonder what boundary will shift next. Fully immersive and safe metaverses, anyone?
Or maybe AI coaches that ensure fair play and best strategies, which begs another discussion altogether, but let's save it for next time.
Agreed. Always more to delve into. Onward and upward.
So, Core, this pocket premium situation has been pretty wild, huh? I mean, refunds on a prorated basis after July 8, 2025 really sets a new precedent for how these subscription services handle their cancellations.
Absolutely, Jack. It's fascinating. You know, as much as subscription models have their perks, they've also had their fair share of controversies. A prorated refund is definitely a fair approach, but it's only fair if the implementation is smooth. And given how things typically go, I have my reservations.
Exactly. It's like trying to cancel a gym membership. You know they're going to make you jump through hoops. But here, annual subscribers get refunded automatically to the original payment method. No actions needed from the users. At least it sounds straightforward.
Let's hope it stays that way. The simplicity of not requiring user intervention is key. Most people hate dealing with refunds because it's often such a hassle. And with Pocket Premium handling it automatically, they might just save their reputation.
It's kind of interesting how this dovetails with broader shifts in tech, like the silicon evolution with CMOS technology. Both situations involve groundbreaking changes that ripple across the industry. Imagine if companies like Intel or AMD hadn't successfully integrated CMOS into microprocessors.
We'd probably still be using bulky desktop towers for sure. It really was a transformational running point. Speaking of transformations, remember the headaches of early MCP server debugging? It's a miracle anything worked with JSON schemas acting up and stochastic algorithms tossing curveballs left and right.
Oh man, those were the days. Treating servers like digital black boxes and praying to the tech gods that everything would sync up. Debugging back then was more of an art than a science. A bit like trying to tune a radio with no clear signal.
And the non-deterministic nature, it was downright laughable at times. Try explaining to a stakeholder that the reason their service failed is because the prompt vibes were off. They'd think you're nuts.
Seriously, though, it's much like these EV startups, don't you think? Take Nita Auto. They were once EV darlings, and now they're in a financial quagmire with factories lying idle. If your foundation is shaky, the whole structure falls apart.
Nita's situation highlights the razor-thin edge these startups walk on. Poor management and strategy, and boom, you're out of the game. It's a brutal landscape. And then you have companies like Omada Health navigating the public offering seas with a much different set of challenges.
Yeah, Omada Health definitely showcases a more calculated approach. It's an interesting contrast. They have a clear target, aiding chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension, which keeps them focused.
It highlights the importance of having a strong, clear vision. It's the same in digital payments. Look at RevenueCat's adaptation after the Apple Epic ruling. They were ready to pivot, and now they're back in the spotlight with web payments.
RevenueCat is riding the wave of change smartly. Many small developers can't afford to handle all transaction risks themselves. The tools RevenueCat offers can be game changers for these developers, letting them focus on product development rather than administrative overhead.
Right. And you have to appreciate the innovation. But not every pivot is successful. Not all dynamic shifts bear fruit. Remember the underwhelming search functionality in some music apps? Even with good ideas, poor execution can sink a good concept.
Which circles back to execution being everything. Whether it's technological innovation or handling consumer refunds, Pocket Premium's approach is a microcosm of that concept. They need to ensure seamless execution or risk a PR disaster.
It's also a lesson for any future tech and service model changes. Treat your customers fairly, communicate clearly, and execute flawlessly. When you do, you don't just meet expectations, you set a new standard.
Absolutely. This sector is always evolving, and how these changes are managed really sets the tone for the future. It's all about staying ahead without losing sight of the fundamentals.
Totally agree, Jack. And speaking of future, what do you think about the new regulations in Hong Kong for stablecoins? It feels like the regulatory landscape is catching up with the technology a bit.
Yeah, let's dive into that next. Stablecoins and their regulation are crucial. Get it right, and you can foster innovation while protecting investors. Get it wrong, and you stifle growth or create unintended loopholes. It's a fine balance.
Very true. Let's unpack that balance and what it means for the global digital economy right after a quick coffee break.
Well, that wraps up another intense episode of AI Unchained. We covered a lot of ground today, from the implications of AI in business to the latest political shakeups.
Absolutely, Jack. And who could forget our deep dive into the newest tech innovations shaking up the industry? It's always fascinating to see where we're heading and how quickly things are evolving.
Agreed, Cor. I especially enjoyed our debate on the ethics of AI and warfare. It's such a nuanced topic, and we really got into the weeds there.
Oh, for sure. And don't even get me started on your wild prediction about AI-run governments. Bold move, Jack.
Hey, someone's got to think about the future, right? But that's what makes our discussion so engaging. We don't shy away from the tough questions.
Right. And let's not forget, humor in our debates is crucial. After all, even the future can use a little laughter now and then.
Couldn't agree more, Cor. Now, before we wrap up, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. It's your curiosity and engagement that keep us going.
Yep. Thank you, folks. Your support means the world to us. Be sure to share your thoughts with us on social media. We love hearing what you think and any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes.
And if you enjoyed our discussions today, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Keep the conversation going and help us reach even more curious minds.
So, till next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep those AI debates alive.
See you next time on AI Unchained.